All right. This is capturing a criminal. 35 years ago, my husband and I were driving from Nashville to New Hampshire, making a very long move. We had been given an enormous moving truck and were pulling on a like a trailer behind our little Mazda 323. As we drove from New Jersey, we left his sister's house where we had spent the night, and we went on the Garden State Parkway, beautiful roadway. But we got to the first toll booth and we got kicked off the parkway for having too big a truck. So as we got kicked off, we were told to take the next exit into Hoboken. As we went into Hoboken, we saw the sign for 95 North. We hopped around the corner through the light. It was green. Hopped onto the 95 and off we went. 2 hours later, we stopped at a rest stop in the middle of Connecticut. My husband got out of the truck to go check on the car. I got the leash on our little doggy, poor Chumley, or sweet Chumley, no longer with us. And Eric joined me at the passenger door of the truck, where he said, "Jennifer, do not freak out. We have lost the car." Sure enough, I went around to the back. The only thing at the back of the moving truck was half a chain swinging back and forth. We had no idea what had happened. I was imagining a car had fallen off in the middle of the highway, hoping nobody had run into it, that no one had gotten injured. We saw a statey, as they're called, a state police officer at the rest stop. We went to talk to him to find out what on earth we should do. Eric said, "I hope he doesn't think we're drunk with this story." So he checked with his fellow officers, and luckily there had been no reports of a car on the side of the road of the highway. He recommended that we drive all the way back to New Jersey to see if the car was on the side of the road. So we kept driving. 2 hours back, I was calling the gas station we'd gotten gas at. Maybe it had been left behind. We called his sister. Is the car there? Nothing. Of course, we couldn't go through Hoboken because we weren't allowed on the Garden State Parkway in that darn truck. So thank goodness Eric's sister, his neighbor, was a local police officer in New Jersey. So he hopped on the computer, and guess what? We didn't know our license plate, which was a bad thing, I guess. But he was able to track down our car. He said, "Your car is in an impound lot in Hoboken, New Jersey." So here we go, driving this moving truck. He said, "You know, you should go to the get your car and then head to the police station." I was like, "What are we going to get arrested?" So we get to the impound lot. The guy's walking us to the back of the lot. We pass this beautiful red car, locked up. And he said, "That's the car you hit." And Eric and I were in shock, but we couldn't figure out why that car was all locked up. Then he's like, "And here's your car." And it was just in a regular parking place. They had taken it off of the tow dolly. And at that point, I was still driving. So we decided that I would just drive that car the rest of the way, and the moving truck company would pick up the tow dolly. So then we realized, well, we had to pay a bunch of money to release the car. But the guy recommended we go to the police station because he said they were investigating what had happened. Still, we had no idea. We get to the police station and we said, "We're the ones with the Mazda and the towing dolly." And they looked at each other and were snickering. So this old cop walked us to the back, you know, the guy on desk duty. And he started asking us what happened. Then, because we had no idea. So he told us the story. Apparently, when we had made that turn off of the Garden State Parkway, the tow dolly had broken off the back of the truck. It turned into the oncoming lane of traffic that was stopped at the light. The ball on the end of the tow dolly went straight under this bright red sports car, ripped off the oil pan. as we kept going, having no idea this had happened, it also turned out there was a funeral procession for a longtime firefighter. That doesn't have anything to do with the story, but he was sure to tell us what problems we had caused with the oil all over the road, the accident, etc. But then we asked him, why is the other car locked up? Because we were able to just leave. No ticket, nothing. He gave us a write-up for our insurance company because there was damage to my little Mazda. And he said, well, I probably shouldn't tell you, but it will be public record. The boy who was driving that sports car was driving on a suspended license, and he had stolen his father's car. So by stopping him with your car, you captured a criminal. So we drove the rest of the way to New Hampshire. We had to get there to head up even farther to a friend's wedding. And we had a great story to tell, and Eric was starting business school, and we made the first day of school's newspaper with our story of how adeptly we captured a criminal. So thank you, everyone.